Hi, it's Paul Sackett, Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Sandra Lee. Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Very nice. How are you?
Okay, good. Always enjoy speaking with you over
Thank
the
you for
many years.
Me.
Well, you help our audience learn more about having fun. And we like fun and eating well. And you have a fast, festive, fun holiday recipe contest going on. And we wanted to share that with our audience. So tell us what's happening.
Well, we're just launching it. It's about, you know, cutting down on stress this holiday season. So I've partnered with Verizon, and we've created the Fast Festive Fun with Sandra Lee recipe contest because I've had so many inquiries for people who want to share and submit their recipes if we ever have a contest. So I decided now was the time. And this is a contest that will go from now all the way to the end of Christmas. And if you go to verizoninsider.com/Sandra Lee, you can learn more about it, submit your recipes. And there's different themes of contests every single week or so. So it's very festive. So if you are a baker from right now through November 7th, we're doing our holiday confections. If you're about appetizers, an old cocktail on the side, although the cocktail recipes are not included. The first bites are, though, that's going to run from November 12th through the 20th, and then holiday dinners will run from the 26th through December 5th, and then we have leftovers. So there's lots of different places and themes to enter into.
Okay, so now how does somebody enter? They go to that website, right?
Well, first you want to go to verizoninsider.com/Sandra Lee.
Right.
But the whole point of this is teaching you how to be more efficient and effective in the kitchen. So how do you use your mobile devices to do that? You can certainly use them to create your grocery shopping lists. You can look up your recipes easily in the kitchen while you're cooking. And then you can take pictures of what you created and, you know, put it on your Facebook, tweet it, put it on your Pinterest page, all sorts of stuff, so that if you're not with your family and friends, you can still share it.
Uh-huh. Okay. So
and the prizes are huge.
Oh, okay.
The grand
what
prize
are those?
Is a Samsung Galaxy Tablet 2. So it's like one of the best tools you can have in the kitchen. And also a 10-piece stainless steel cookware set. It's the one I have in my own kitchen, and it's from my line at Sears and Kmart.
Wow. Zow.
Yeah, right? That's cool.
I saw this, and I just bought, actually, a Samsung Galaxy Note 2 and learning how to use it. And it's unbelievable. I am able to do a lot of things walking around and so on and so forth. So that is a great price.
I mean, don't you feel like
great phone.
Three-year-olds walk up and grab these tablets and these phones and just start flipping through them like it's no big deal and they were born with the information. And, you know, with things like the Galaxy tablet, it can be just as easy for us. So that's why I really wanted to partner with Verizon. Because I am not, you asked me to darn you a sock, bake you a cake, like create a beautiful home, whatever it is you want, decorate your Christmas tree, I'm your girl. I'm not normally the electronic queen. But at least when I have a Verizon product or a Verizon, I have to tell you something. You know, I'm on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm the only phone that didn't go down because I'm with Verizon. All my friends are with everything else, and for 2 days I couldn't get them. I just have to say that. I am sorry, but God bless Verizon.
Uh-huh. No, that's it's a marvelous company. There's no doubt about that.
Sorry, I had to give them a plug. I mean, God bless, they deserve it. I could get a hold of my family on the West Coast. They were freaking out.
Yeah, no, they're, they're Ma Bell. They started out, they're part of the history of America. So it's a great corporation. They do a lot of great things as well for the community and outreach. So I'm happy to share that as well. So
let's get back to the contest. I want to know what is your favorite holiday confection, because that's the first category I'm launching this contest in.
Right. So
what's your favorite sweet?
I've been making some brownies, and so I guess that goes under confection. And I actually got some of the Ghirardelli's mix. They have, you know, the brownie mix and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I forgot to put the egg in it, but the second time I did, But it was good both times, of course, because you can almost eat that stuff straight. It's so good. But will that be considered, or is that, do
absolutely.
I have to?
Absolutely. Anything that's basically a sweet. As far as I'm concerned, it can be a filling or a frosting. Anything that is just decadent and delicious would be perfect. In fact, you know, you mentioned brownies, and I am a sucker for a great brownie. And after the holiday contest, we're going to be doing a football because, you know, right after the holidays, you go into Super Bowl, which is February 3rd. Just put it on your calendar. And that'll be in New Orleans. So I just finished a football brownie recipe that's basically a cake sandwich in the shape of a football. So right after this, you keep your recipes for football season because there's going to be another recipe contest and there's another chance to win and enter and, you know, you can't not love football.
No, you can't. Sandra, let me ask you a question because I actually cook and I like to cook. And my question is this, but I'm not really much of a baker. Can you actually make, let's go with frosting, okay?
Yeah.
Can you make frosting? I mean, all I can think of is you get a thing and you zip it out and you put it on. Can you make, I guess you can. How do you make frosting?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want just a quick frosting, I use, say, cream cheese, powdered sugar, and a little bit of vanilla. That's an awesome icing or even a filling. You know, you want to add cocoa powder. There's all sorts of from, and by the way, that's a very good point. I just gave you a semi-from-scratch recipe, although I have to tell you, I don't know anybody who makes cream cheese from scratch. But let's just say it's scratch. These recipe contests can be semi-homemade or completely from scratch. It's your favorite family recipe. So you want to enter those recipes based on originality, cost. You want to be thoughtful about cost. None of us have, you know, tons of money anymore. Speed, and also, like, what is the most, like, the easiest thing to get out and to have your family enjoy? So for me, it's going to be about all those things. And go to VerizonInsider.com or to SandraLee.com. You can get more information at both those places or enter. But, yeah, are you kidding? Icing used to only be from scratch, honey.
Yeah, I imagine, but I never tried it. I wondered how you like go a roll about that. You know, just one little any other. How about like a chocolate? I mean, and then you throw in chocolate with what you just said.
Sure, you can do some cocoa powder. In fact, we were creating a chocolate cake recipe for the cover of what we think might be the cover of my magazine for the January-February issue. In fact, the cover of my magazine for Christmas just came out yesterday. It's got cupcakes all over it. And the icing, you know, you can take canned icing and embellish it so it doesn't have to taste like it's canned, right? And there's all
right.
sorts of ways to embellish it. Canned icing has a very specific taste, which I need to refine because I'm not a canned icing girl. I am a from-scratch icing girl, and it's easy to do. And melting down chocolate chips or, you know, chocolate cocoa bars is a great way not only to make icing but things like cocoa. You know, our kids, I make them, you know, homemade cocoa, and I will melt down chocolate chips, and I put in heavy cream and milk and a little bit of sugar, and they love it.
Who inspired you to be able to make icing? Who do you feel like inside of you? Was there a person or
oh,
was
yeah.
there a situation?
My grandma was a huge baker. My grandma made everybody in our churches baby shower cakes as their gifts, wedding cakes as their gift. She was like the baker. She did all the bake sales, which is why it's so easy for me now to be the face of the Great American Bake Sale and also share our strength. And by the way, you know, share our strength and these kids that are out of school in the East. You know, some of those kids depend on those school lunches just to eat. So when I get off the phone and doing this interview, and right before this interview, I was working with Share Our Strength to create funds for the food banks out here for these kids' packages. So if you feel the need, or you can edit this out.
No.
Okay, thank you so much, Paul. We're out of time.
That part is, like, you know, for me, the most important part. And, Sandra, that's why I wanted to talk to you, because you are a do-gooder and you're always there for the community. Thank you so much. Quick, what's good news for you? One quick answer.
Good news for me is, you know what? everybody, all my friends and family are safe and sound, and that's just really good news. And the other good news is, if you'll have me back, I'd love to talk to you before Christmas.
Yeah, of course, of course. In fact, I'm going to reach out to you because I need you for pause in the world for a global truce.
My
pleasure. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye, honey.